but come on, yeah. Welcome, everybody. It is The Takeover right here on KSFS. I am your resident disc junkie, Chilla, joined again by my partner, Mr. Jones. Let me turn your mic on first. There you go.
Okay, yeah, what's going on, y'all?
Well, how you doing, Mr. Jones?
It's been cool, you know, midterm week, it's been crazy.
Oh, midterms, yeah, we're going to get you through that right now with the 9 at 9 right here on KSFS, The Takeover. You can call in with your request, 415-338-1532. You can also chat roll with us live. Go on ksfs.sfsu.edu to go ahead and live chat with us. You can also tweet me or Mr. Jones, but we're going to get into that in a little bit later. Right now, you hear that in the background? That is Run DMC. Why? Because today we're celebrating classic hip-hop artists, hip-hop groups. And we're going to start this one off with probably one of the most legendary collectives in hip-hop history. Almost their 20th anniversary. Right now, let's start it off with a little Wu-Tang right here on KSFS, the 9 at 9. Tiger style.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. There's no place to hide as I step inside the room. Dr. Doom, prepare for the boom. Bam! Oh, man! Ah, slam! Damn! I scream like Tarzan. I be tossing and forcing. My style is awesome. I'm causing more family food than Richard Dawson. And the survey said, you're dead. Baby flying guillotine chops off your fucking head. Mister, who is that? Hey, yo! So who is back? Making niggas go boom, boom. Like on Super Chat. Me fear no one. Oh no, here come the Wu-Tang Shogun. Cut out to the eardrum.
With the needle to the groove, I get screwed and I'm forced to fuck it up. My staff carries like a pickup truck. Cross the clear blue yonder. See, the China Sea, I slam tracks like quarterback sacks from LT. Now I try and test the rebel lioness. Bless since the birth, I earth slam your best. Cause I bake the cake, then take the cake and eat it too with my crew while we head state to state.
And if you want beef, then rain the ruckus. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
Niggas is Sleepy Hollow. In fact, I'm a hard act to follow. I dope for Dolo. Bogart coming on through. Niggas is like, oh my god, not you. Yes, I come to get a slice of the punk in the pot. Rather do than die. Check my flavor. Coming from the wizard with the show for the razor. Who make me reminisce true like nature? Who? I'm rubber. Niggas is like glue. Whatever you say, bro, so I'm mistakes. Yo, yo.
Yo, that of course was Wu-Tang Clan, and we got a little bit of news on them. There was an interview Wu-Tang RZA did actually. So during a recent interview by Sway, everybody knows Sway, Wake Up Show with Sway and King Tech. RZA recently revealed his hopes for one more Wu album. With the 20th anniversary of their classic debut album, Enter the Wu-Tang 36 Chambers, coming in 2013. Next year, it'll be 20 years. RZA is hoping that the group can release, in his words, one last final chapter in time for the anniversary. And I actually have a little clip of him talking about it when Sway actually asked him. So here we go right here.
Damn, clear, man. Wow, man. Real quick, man. I know you get tired of this question. Will there be... ever be another Wu-Tang Clan album?
Well, like I said about that, Sway, is next year, November 1990. Next year, November
2013. Did you say
1990? No, I'm going back from 1993 okay. to 2013.
Yeah,
that's our 20th year anniversary will be next year. Wow. You know what I mean? So, I told the brothers we should definitely come together and you know maybe do something to close the book. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So we've been building about it and. If life permits and the energy is proper, Mm-hmm. Maybe next year on the same date or the same time we put out 36 Chambers, we'll put out a final chapter of recorded music. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so we'll see what happens.
Let's see what happens, man. Nobody's beefing no more, right?
All the beefs
got cleared up? Or?
Yeah, it's all good. You know how brothers are. You know what I mean?
Brothers always going to fight, man. All the time, man.
Sorry about that, technical difficulties. But yeah, so as you can hear, RZA was talking about hopefully getting, if they do get one more album, which would be cool, I'm wondering if it's going to come as early as 2013, but it would be really cool to see, you know, the eight of them. I don't really count Capadonna. So, I mean, he's not, no offense to him, but there was an original nine, rest in peace ODB, which we talked about last week. Yeah, so it'd be cool to see the eight, especially because I'm such a huge Inspector Deck fan. But me and Mr. Jones were actually talking about, you know, what we're talking about today is hip-hop groups and legendary hip-hop groups. And Mr. Jones was telling me, you were telling me a little bit about the first group that really got you into, the first group that you were interested in.
Yeah, well, to know your
to me, or anybody that knows you.
Yeah, Bone Thugs and Harmony. I remember when I first heard them, or actually even visually seen them, was the Crossroads video. Mm-hmm. And it was from the beginning. When I heard it, I was like, damn, this sounds like really different than what I'm usually hear from rapping.
Right.
The whole boom, 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 then Busy coming on. I was like, wow, this is really nice.
No pun intended, but the harmonization.
Yeah, it was like.
Really, no other group was doing that. There was some speed rapping, but not quite like them.
Yeah, and it wasn't really the speed rapping. It was just like not just that, like the harmonization, all that mixed together, it was like something different for me. I was like,
it was a unique,
unique sound. I was like, yeah, sounds pretty good. So after that, I kind of that's when I kind of grabbed thing, because I've heard like Thuggish Ruggish and all that stuff on the radio, but that was the first time I actually seen them and put a face with the music.
And sometimes that makes a difference, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So that was my first little.
Definitely. Yeah. For me, I think. You know, there was a lot of groups that I got into later. You know, I can definitely say I love groups like Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul. But when I was little, when I was younger, this group that I'm actually about to play was one of my first ones that I ever. This joint right here and this group right here, straight out of Oakland. This was one of the first groups that really got me into the idea of hip-hop groups and collectives. And here we go right now on The Takeover. It's Digital Underground, Freaks of the Industry, right here on KSFS.
Well, we're the freaks of the industry. My man Money B. The freaks of the industry. And when you see us backstage, be prepared to jig.
Well, they say that birds do it, bees do it. Time to freak, Money B gets to it. Not a heavyweight, but I go 12 rounds with a jab and a stick. I'm going lick for lick, so give me the helmet. I'll be the stunt man. Just relax, and I won't front like Anita. I'm giving you the best that I got, and I'll be taking it slow. Never missing a spot, yes. Caressing your back with chest to chest, she kissing on my freckles. I nibble around your ears before I suck up on your neck. Oh, Money B. Yeah, that's what you'll be screaming and creaming. But it's not a wet dream, it's the real. The freak dog, Doc Nasty. Never letting the kitty cat get past me without picking it up, petting, teasing it, taking it on home and pleasing it.
Cause we're the freaks of the industry. Use a freak, Money B.
Got that shot, Jesus.
The freaks of the industry. And when you see us backstage, be prepared to G. Say you're G-ing. Nobody else is seeing. And the freak that you're with is in front of you, bending over naked and she's leaning on the dresser.
Booyah.
You're looking at her from the rear.
Yeah.
She looks just like Vanessa.
The right stuff.
Not Vanessa with the singing career, but the X-rated video queen. Know what I mean? Alright, here's the scene. You're lying on your back with your head on the edge of the bed. The booty's 2 feet from your head. Should you A, take the time to find a condom? B, you walk right over and you pound them. C, tell her that you want her love. Well, the answer is D.
D.
All of the above, so you're freaking. The furniture's squeaking. She's tweaking, saying that she's weak in the knees. Cheek to cheek and pound for pound. You're taxing it and waxing it and working it around. Till the booty starts making that clapping sound. Which is cool, but your friends are chilling in the other room. The clapping's getting
louder. You don't want them to clown you. In this situation, what do you do?
What?
A, you're plain and simply back up off her. B, you hit it just a little bit softer. C, you take it out and put it in her butt. Well, D is what I do, so you'll listen up. I put a towel on the floor by the 2-inch gap under the door. Now they can't see me anymore. Check the lock so they can't clock, but they can listen. There'll be no barging in and there'll be no dissing.
Dissing.
Getting back to my mission. Break out the whipped cream and the cherries. Then I go through all the fly positions. My head under her leg, under my arm, under her toe. She says, I like it when you scream, baby, let yourself go. I hit it and split it, lick it and quit it. After the ride, put my clothes on and walk outside. And before anybody gets a chance to speak, I say, yo, don't say nothing. I guess I'm just a freak.
With the freaks,
yo. Yo, don't say nothing. I guess I'm the freaks of the industry. And when you see us backstage, be prepared to G. You know what, man? He's a freak. I seen you with that girl at the hotel after that show last week.
What about that time out there in the park?
Wish. Don't tell nobody. Like this. Now if there's a cure for this, we don't want it, we'll run from it. And if there's a remedy, we don't need it, we just eat it.
Yo, which MC recently got pulled over and got busted for narcotics and gun possession? Stay tuned on The Takeover is coming up next.
Yeah.
Creep. That's TLC with Creep. You know, and I know they're not rappers or anything, but this is a hip-hop show, and that is definitely a hip-hop joint. That's what me and Mr. Jones were actually talking about. Like, was that hip-hop? Yes, it absolutely was. So here we're back on the Takeover, KSFS, the 9 at 9. That was the third song, I believe. I know that's terrible. I wasn't even keeping track. No, it is the third song. So right now we're going to just, you know, what I was talking about during between songs. Nelly was actually busted. Nelly's tour bus was recently stopped and raided in Texas, where police found weed, heroin, and a loaded handgun. One associate ended up admitting to the possession, and the others, including Nelly, were released. Nelly, of course, you know, he was like, that wasn't mine, you know.
Of course, he's the big star.
Exactly. Of course, I was like, oh, somebody admitted it? Surprise, surprise. How much are they going to get? You know what I mean? It's like,
I think the weed was his.
I really don't care. I don't really think Nelly was carrying a gun.
Nah, I don't either.
But heroin, who cares? It's like, not who cares about heroin, but I mean, it's like, doesn't matter who it belongs to. No, my problem was that he was like, I didn't know it was there. That's like the classic defense, bro.
Tour buses are not that big.
Like, shit. You feel me? So, yeah, man. But that's what's up with Nelly.
Speaking of Nelly, another actual member of a group. I don't know if y'all remember the St. Lunatics.
St. Lunatics.
Yeah.
Good looking. Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
Actually, how he started out before he...
Same Luna. See, like, that, it's actually funny that a lot of these, a lot of MCs blow up. They actually originated from groups. 50 Cent, G-Unit.
Yeah.
Pac wasn't really a part of Digital Underground, but he did get a start with them. You know, so it goes on like that. Another person who was from a group, I don't know if he really started with that. Actually, he didn't, but Ludacris with Disturbing the Peace.
Yeah.
Ludacris, it looks like he's back in the studio again preparing for his latest release entitled Ludiversal. Ludacris recently revealed in a twit pic, that is a picture off of Twitter for those who don't know, that he and artist MIA are in the studio together working on an unspecified track. Ludiversal is said to be expected in 2013.
I could have sworn that came out already, but maybe I'm...
I thought so too. Maybe, you know, the news I got it off of or whatever, maybe they meant it was a different title, but I thought Ludiversal was one that already came out. But anyway, his album that's coming out in 2013, that's one of the tracks is supposedly featuring MIA, and I think that's a good look. I mean, I'd love to hear those two. You know, people always accuse me of being like a backpacker, solely underground or whatever. Ludacris is as mainstream as it comes, and dude is legit. I'm a fan of Ludacris. Dude can spit. I'm not always a fan of the things he has done recently, a lot of corny songs. And I believe I heard the other day he was on a track with Justin Bieber. I was like, what's up with that? But I mean, whatever.
No,
that
money.
Say what?
Money.
Money was that?
As far as the collaboration, he probably gave him like 50.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely, so. Definitely. But yeah. Well, that's what's up with him. So right now on the 9 at 9, I'm going to give you the upcoming 9 releases that I'm looking forward to. Let's start off by Let's start off with number 1, Prince Paul. Prince Paul, legendary producer. You should probably be familiar with his work with De La Soul, amongst others. But he is actually coming out with an album on October 16th, the day before my birthday. Hint, hint, all the people listening out there. It's entitled Negroes on Ice. I did not make that up. That's the album's name. Number 2, this is one that Mr. Jones is looking forward to. Kendrick Lamar, Good Kid, Mad City, coming out October 22nd.
Yeah, definitely waiting on Kendrick Lamar.
You know, I'm hearing more and more music from that album. It's looking dope. Prodigy and The Alchemist coming out, Turf Wars, October 23rd. The Alchemist is a legit producer, ladies and gentlemen. And The Prodigy, though Prodigy may be having his issues with Havoc right now. But, you know, Mobb Deep is another legit group. Ninth Wonder and Buckshot are coming out with The Solution November 13th. Looking forward to that one. Ninth Wonder and Merce, The Final Adventures. That makes me so sad. I love, if anybody knows me, Merce is one of my favorite MCs, and Ninth Wonder is one of my favorite producers, and I love their albums together, 316 and Murray's Revenge and Forever and Sweet Lord. And so this is supposedly going to be the last one coming out November 13th. It's sad, but I'm looking forward to it, you know.
They say why they kind of disbanding or whatever?
Because they're just looking to do other things with other artists and everything. You know, they've done, I guess the Ninth Wonder said, you know, they've done all they can do together. And, you know, he's like, you know, we'll remain brothers, we're best friends, but, you know, we're both looking to do bigger things with other people or whatever. But, you know, it is what it is, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But, everybody got to check out Merce 316. I mean, that is just a great album. Murray's Revenge is dope, too. Sweet Lord is okay, and Forever was all right. But I have a feeling this one's going to be great. Number six, Talib Kweli, Prisoner of Consciousness, coming out November 20th. Now, what I've heard so far has not been my favorite, and I'm a huge Talib fan, so let's hope that's going to be dope. Ghostface Killah, one of my favorite MCs, and was featured on the group we previously talked about, Wu-Tang. 12 Reasons to Die, November 20th. Number eight, Pusha T's debut solo album that is yet to be titled, I think, and it's to be announced the release date. Pusha T, he's doing big things, Mr. Jones.
Yeah, I know. Another guy from a group, The Clips.
Is that
a group or like a duo?
It's a duo, and that's I'm glad you brought that up because I was gonna feature duos on this episode because duos is gonna be a different one. Okay. So groups, I'm right now doing three or more. I'm saying as a group. Number nine, Jay Electronica, Act Two, Patents of Nobility, to be announced release date. So those were the upcoming nine releases, anticipated nine releases. So if you don't mind, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get back into this countdown with number four. Here's a group that everybody knows and loves and has been talked about a lot recently. Here's the Fugees with The Score right here on The Takeover, 9 at 9.
Soldiers, left, right, left, right.
It's time I settle the score.
Left, right, left, right, left, left.
It's time I settle the score. Ripper to the rum, rum to the ripple, single. But the times I come in triple, blah, blah. With the heat into your head, now you dead. White left, don't give a ooh if you're dead. Rock, rock, let me attack just like a black hat. You in the wrong neighborhood, check your map. You gotta go for backup to do what you gotta do. So you'll be back with Ram CU. Traitor in your crew is my fuhi. He put poison in my tea and killed the toe. But I'll be back with Sinner. I'm on some new technique, drunk in bamboo. I'm taking on crews. What? Competition stimulation for the rap man. Losers, check the tutors as I'm sucking on your girl hooters. Don't play macho cause you got the gun. So, cause if you gotta reload.
Soldiers, left, right, left, right.
It's time I settle the score.
Left, right, left, right, left, left.
It's time I settle the score.
Yo, Wyclef, the multi-talented, average heads can't handle it. I bring it to you live. Only if you want it. Me and my guitar go back like the days of the RMCs.
Check out my melody.
The W-I-C-L-E-F, Wyclef, the Winnie contest, I'm victorious. He'll keep it real if you really manifest through your skills, not by how many shells you peel.
I'ma bring down the ruckus, play the nutcracker. Roughneck rednecks, makes me no bother. Time after time, accent dilapa. Boss, you don't wanna fuck with my partners. Motion, commotion, what's your proposal? Uphold threefold, the crew is disposal. Like utensil, frost like dental. I autograph my lyrics with a number two pencil.
You pull it straight to the head with the speed of a bullet. Cutting niggas off at the beaky freaky gullet. Lyrical sedative, keep niggas meditative. Head rushes I give to creative kids and fiends. Dreams of euphoria, aurora to another galaxy. Phallaxy, beat this microphone but you lift it. Lyrically I'm gifted, burn on it without the roach clipping. Hinders, mind bender, pleasure cinder. So frequently your nerve and things belong to me. Wrongfully you put me down, I receive the full capacity of my smoke. Whack niggas choke from the fumes that I emote. Or remit shit. See, even I feel the mahogany L. Natural hallucinogen. Tony Boy's Dominican with estrogen dreams. Release blues, yellows, and greens from Brownsville to Queens.
Time I settle the score.
Left, right, left, right, left, left.
diamond is. I creep like a thief, no doubt the man swift. I'm more magnificent than Lee Van Cliff. You stand stiff and got the nerve to let your man rip.
We know where to run.
And start flaking like dandruff. Come on, son, my steelo's tight. Cause by far, I'm the best producer on the mic.
Right.
On the right. Analytical conceptions with precision and leave lyrical incision. Bing.
Yo, Tech N9ne gave a list of artists he's looking forward to working with. Stay tuned, find out who, right here on KSFS.
Got a feeling a nigga could make a killing if he packed up his bags and moved to New Zealand, New Guinea, New York. You need something new besides the fucking Newports. Prepared to be dead, the street said. Your shit's off like wheat bread. Your own block, you make shit they won't knock. I'm a worldwide hustler. Hoes be at us cause of OG status. Fans throw weed at us. And I spread love just the same. Let this Buddha bless your brain, sexy thing. Yeah, it's time to take this act on the road. Come back, get back on the...
I don't want to, I'd be there for you.
With my damn thing, quick, fast, in a hurry, dream weaving, keeping me and my team even, shifting time zones, trying to see the seven seas and everything in between. We heavy and we heavenly, so we love whatever we see, from the banks of the Mississippi to the shores of Tripoli. We do more tours and wage wars. I'm swimming in women and living without limit. My penmanship got me on a trip spinning around the world. Bullshit aside, we on a worldwide ride.
Facing the land, chasing his dreams, motivated by a picture of his daughters he embraced in his hand, thinking what it might take him to win, and a 9-to-5 ain't supplying what he trying to drive. Lucked up and got signed a job for a deal, got a quarter meal, shot back to the house on the hill and blow some dough to show his real, flossed his wheels and lost his deal, but it's just a setback. Your boy got get back, kept that ball rolling. God bless his G's, invest some cheese, and now they all rolling. Just doing what a man to do, handle your business or to handle you.
I got a vision of international pimping. I'm into natural women when I'm out traveling with my compadres. From Oakland to Auckland, we always walk and talk like we got game. I've traveled the canals of Venice and aroused crowds in Sao Paulo with a single sentence. I penetrate the language barriers with positive vibes and bridge gaps with raps, keeping my spirit alive. And I thrive as I roam through zones, collecting my paper with these poems and songs. Getting a girl, grabbing the money and running, starting up companies and keeping the product coming. Hieroglyphics, adventures all around the globe, mental enrichment, and we gotta get the dough.
That right there was Hieroglyphics. Shout out to the Bay Area. Just like when I played Digital Underground earlier, I don't want to keep everything West Coast bias. You know, I like to get a mix of everything. Shout out to everybody on Chat Roll. Daryl. Shout out to Reanimator. Shout out to Matthew Gonzalez, who requested Akineli. That's because he wants somebody to put it in his mouth. That's a song, people. That's a song. Matt's my little bruh. So it's all good. But yeah, so today on the Takeover, the 9 at 9, we're celebrating classic hip-hop groups. This should make Mr. Jones very happy. You hear that?
Yeah, I know that little instrumental.
I remember when we went to see them live. This was a dope cut they did live with the instrumentation. But so right now, got to tell you about a little bit of news about Tech N9ne. You know, Tech N9ne, I reported like last week he had like one of the hottest downloadable songs. His album is doing really well for independent artists, you know. So in an interview with Montreality, Tech N9ne revealed a list of who he would most like to work with, and those names included, you probably wouldn't even guess this, Mr. Jones, but CeeLo, The Doors, like that old group.
Oh yeah.
System of a Down. I was surprised about that one. Rick Ross and Eminem, which I think would be dope. Eminem and Tech N9ne together on a track. I've heard some remixes, but you know, a legit track would be dope. So I'm looking forward to that.
Every name was cool except for the one before Eminem.
Oh. That surprises me. I really thought you'd be a Rick Ross fan, but I guess you're so dedicated to being a 50 Cent lookalike on your side career that you inherit his beef.
No, it's just a whole.
That fool's been running around crazy with Gunplay's chain and everything, but we won't talk about that. We try to keep things positive right here on The Takeover. I am your resident disc junkie, Chilla, joined by my co-host for this evening, Mr. Jones. We're here on KSFS. Remember, you can call in 415-338-1532. You can tweet us. I'm Chilla415, at Chilla415. It's at Alonzo Payne, A-L-O-N-Z-O-P-A-Y-N-E. Is that correct?
Yeah.
You can go ahead and tweet us, have a request, or request for next week's show. Remember, this is only part one. Part two of these classic hip-hop duos will continue next week. But right now, I'm going to give you some the top 9 downloaded songs. Sorry, I had to burp. I know that's really unprofessional, but I was holding in. Sorry, the top 9 most popular hip-hop singles this week. So, and I'm going to give you my grades for them. Coming in at number 9 is J. Cole, I'm a Fool. Now, if you've heard the CeeLo song, the I'm a fool, such a fool for you.
I think we get it.
Yeah. Well, it's my show, so I can sing as much as I want. So J. Cole, he just like basically sampled it. He threw on a nice little drum track, and he spit to it. It's actually not bad. I kind of like it better than the original. I gave it a B+. Coming in at number 8 was Kanye West, Pusha T, and Ghostface Killah, New God Flow. Straight A+. I mean, damn. This the good music thing, you know, people trying to hate, and I'm not like a huge fan of this whole thing, but it's like they're consistently putting out these good songs. I mean, Click, I revealed, was one of the most popular downloadable songs a few weeks ago. Now it's playing on the radio, and this song New God Flow is on par with those. It's kind of dark, it goes hard, it's pretty dope beat, good lyricism from both Pusha and Ghost, so I gave it A+. Number 7, Talib Kweli featuring Ryan Leslie. The track is called Outstanding. I gave it a solid B. Number 6, The Joker. The title is called Sidekick. Straight D. Don't bother downloading it. It's confusing. It's whack. It's supposed to be a diss song. It disses itself. It's a terrible song. Coming in number 5, J. Cole and Major Lazer. Get Free Cole World. Gave it a straight A. I suggest people download this one. It starts off kind of slow and weird, but if you know Major Lazer's music, you get into it. It's been steady on my rotation, so A+. Number 4, Hot Dude on the Street right now, Kendrick Lamar, Art of Peer Pressure. This is my favorite joint of this list. A+. It's ridiculous. Great storytelling, smooth beat, smart, clever, dope joint. Number 3, I don't know if you heard this one yet, Mr. Jones. It's called First Date. It's by 50 Cent featuring Too Short.
No.
I think you would like it. I gave it like a B+, A-. It's not bad. It's pretty good. It's a pretty good little 50 Cent joint. Kind of got a weird little a hook with 50 Cent singing, but you know, it's not bad. B+, A-. Coming in number 2, this one a lot of people already know. It's Kid Cudi with King Wizard. I gave it a B. I think most people know this one. And then number 1, Kendrick Lamar featuring Dr. Dre, Compton. Not one of the better ones I heard. I gave it a B-C+. But, hey, Kendrick Lamar is steady putting out good music. So shout out to him. Shout out to Dr. Dre. And shout out to all these hip-hop groups that we are representing today on The Takeover on KSFS. We've played so far. We're pretty much over halfway through our list. We're going to go into number six. One of, actually, this group right now that you're listening to, their joint right here is We're Not Against Rap. Right here is Bone Thugs and Harmony on The Takeover. Shout out to Blacktop Radio.
Slip and neglect and neglect and
Yo, shout out to Soul Live. Shout out to DJ Normus and the Gangsta of Love. Thursdays, what time? 1 to 2. From 1 to 2. Shout out to them. Shout out to the whole KSFS family. Shout out to Blacktop Radio. Shout out to everybody out there. Here goes Tribe Called Quest bugging out.
Yo, microphone check, 1, 2, what is this? The 5 foot assassin with the roughneck business. I float like gravity, never had a cavity. Got more rhymes than the one that's got family. No need to sweat Arsenio to gain some type of fame. No shame in my game, cause I always be the same. Styles upon styles upon styles is what I have. You wanna just to fight for, but you still don't know the half. I sport New Balance sneakers to avoid a narrow path. Messing around with this against the size of the... I never have stuff, cause I'm not a half-stepper. A lot of soda, so they call me Dr. Pepper. Refuse to compete with BS competition. Your name is special, so won't you suckle with the mission? I never walk the street, think it's all about me. Even though deep in my heart, it really could be. I just try my best to like go all out. Some might even say, I'm shorty black, you're bugging out.
Zulu Nation, mother's last creation. Minds get flooded. Ejaculation, right on the 2-inch tape. The abstract poet incognito runs the cape, not the best, not the worst. And occasionally I curse to get my point across. So bust the force as I go in between the grit and the dirt. Listen to the mission, listen, missions I do work. As a crack the monotone, chilling up the jazz, so get your own. Smoking on repeat, cause they try to dupe me. Or the best of the back, but they can't do rap force abstract. Original, you can't get your own, and that's pitiful. I know I'd be the man if I cold yank the plug on R&B, but I can't, and that's bug.
That was bugging out. One of my favorite joints by Tribe Called Quest. So here we go. Song number 8. This is Living Legends Falling Down right here on KSFS, The Takeover.
Falling down, 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 ever falling down.
in the fiery, blindsided by Mack trucks on a side street in a alleyway in a foreign city. I'd still make it back home. Make it on a highway, no bulletins, no street signs, no other cars, no radio, no satellite. I'd still make it back home. Connected to the universe like a string of lights on a holiday. If one's out, doesn't mean the demise of all who roam the stone. From the earth child with the fire water and sky under his toes, under his clothes, under his belt, his the Orion sets the tones. I'll never regret the way canals of birth shot me forth on my feet, not my fins. I am a man to finish it out. Don't forget gravity laws, only thing keeping me from flight. Wings of space, infinite night, downward spiral, not in sight. Never, never,
never, never falling down.
No father, it's her and her offspring. Nobody's offering help, skin ain't softening. Axe chopped to the ankles, her baby's coughing. Maybe the check will come today, the weight's exhausting. She's a pillar, so she can't be tilted. Give her sons the feeling as though they got a million to blow. Need no stilts to reach the stars. Teach the kids to reach with their hands and they each will be yours. I give a piece of me for her to have a piece of mind. Or a piece of your chicken, cause it's ramen all the time. She's thin and getting scared, but she never lets on. Many men will not fall, cause they mama's head. Strong, 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 strong.
Never falling down, down, down. Never falling down.
Pick your feet on up, why don't you get on up? Lift your spirits up, damn, I know this shit is tough. I flunked in high school, my pops, he left me young. I often lost my cool days, I feared my mama's gun. I lost my only son when my girl, she almost died. A bad abortion, haunted by a baby's eyes. And every reason lies, cause you know the truth inside. You're feeling like a coward, like the wrong person died. But still you gotta ride, let the years pass on by. Never really knowing why, the question's why I'm always high.
Damn.
Serving rocks, falling while they conquering and dividing. Teeth glistening, shining, listening to ourselves lying. Believing the bleeding ego, still trying. Identifying with the wine or what's. Self-hating is the scars and the cuts that run deep down. Not giving a fuck behind the sweet sound of the new blues. Rattling the truck from the sunroof to the new shoes. Chrome, neglecting the home. Disrespecting the zone that San Kofa should have shown us. Looking back before the times that they owned us. But never really owned the damn thing, the spirit sounding like.
Never falling
responsible, I'm possibly the cause of my subsequent downfall. Now I take a pause and reflect on my karma and laws. I've ignored all the signs that could cause a turn and redirect my preferred course of action before they curse in my ashes. The rehabilitation of the baddest on the planet was set a mark, a milestone of progress. The life-changing tones of my heart and soul mean the most. Learning forces me to search and exhume all my skeletons. A room full of demons where the angel was a prisoner. She's tortured for the visitors, the listeners who read between the lines and stay inquisitive to dissect the sentences.
Never falling down, down, down. Never falling down.
Last night I took a field trip, kind of bent, hopped the fence, cut across the playground and laid down in the cemetery. Reflecting on my past, present, and current events. Speech slurring, I vented to the moon, swear she was answering me. Not literal, but in a spiritual sense. We spoke, me, myself, and I, but I wasn't alone. In fact, it felt like that picture of a beach with footprints and a sand. You know that poem hanging in grandmama's home. Where does love come from? Where does it go when it's gone? What takes its place and why does that space turn hard to stone? Another year, I am older today. In many ways, I've grown, but in my head, them questions still they roam. Riding a bike, she said it's like cycling in circles with your eyes closed and no hands. Blind faith is what she called a man. Said life's an ocean with a lot of commotion. Once you dive in, yeah, it's deep, but if you can swim, it ain't mattering.
Never falling down, down, down. Never falling down.
Cali Love, that was Living Legends, Never Falling Down. That's probably my favorite joint by them. So we were just going over more and more classic hip-hop groups during the music break. So basically, yes, there is going to be a part two next week. There may even be a part three. I don't know. Right now, that's up in the air. because there's so many classic groups that we were talking about. But before we go any further, I got to shout out Blacktop Radio, Saturdays 12 to 2. That's a real legit hip-hop show. Award-winning Blacktop Radio, mind you, right here on KSFS. Saturdays 12 to 2. That's legit. Someday I hope to take the takeover to those heights. But right now we're doing the 9 at 9. We got one more song left. Mr. Jones, you had like a little bit of news that you wanted to say something about.
Oh yeah, for anybody who remember the Hot Boys back in the day, from where Lil Wayne actually came from.
Another group.
Consists of, you know, Juvenile, Lil Wayne, Young Turk, and DG. Rapper Young Turk was released today. He was actually my favorite member of the Hot Boys. And he was released from a 10-year sentence. He did 9 for shooting a cop.
There you go, 9.
Yeah, and so he's been released today, and he's supposed to be in the studio working on some new music and putting out a book and write a movie about his life. So he got a nice little lineup of things coming.
That's a lot of things. Big ups to him. So did your favorite group make it on the list played today? If it did not, remember, tune in next week, every Friday, actually, from 9 to 10 p.m. We're going to do a new episode every week. Next week is going to be part 2 of this. So if you have a favorite group that did not get played, go ahead and tweet me, Chilla415. You can go ahead and find me on Facebook. That's Facebook.com/Chilla415. It's C-H-I-L-L-A 415, in case you didn't know. Tweet me, Facebook me, whatever you need to do to go ahead and get your request. I also have a Podomatic. It's Podomatic. Same thing, Chilla415. You can go ahead and check out all the past episodes that I'll be posting up. This one will be posted up probably sometime next week. I thank everybody for tuning in. This has been a great show. I appreciate everybody showing me love week in and week out. Coming up next at 10 o'clock, it's going to be some weird show. It's going to be Sheree Says Hey. She's coming in. She's actually in the studio. Shout out to Sheree. Hey. So anyways, we got number 9 left. Number 9 right here, the 9 at 9, the takeover. I am your resident disc junkie, Chilla. Thank you again for tuning in. Come join me next Friday, 9 p.m. Right now, it's De La Soul from The Grind Date. This is actually the title track. Thanks, y'all. Peace, love.
Let me inherit the street, fuck. You know what I mean? I mean, I love life, man. You know what I mean? Life is beautiful. It's just the shit in it that's fucked up. Rough, but it's fair. People gotta go out there and bust they ass for a job. I mean, my dad got 5 kids, man, and I mean, you know, he hates driving the bus, but he loves 5 kids. You feel me? I'm a rhyme artist, out here trying to grind my hardest, up early so to milk the cow. Keep my John Deere out here plowing the fields to keep my John Hancock's worth up in the now. Went from hanging on blocks to hanging on the chart positions. It's part of my mission to hanging on top. Gotta get your poly cracker on with them crackers and them shiesty ass niggas if you like it or not. I've been rewired to work more efficiently in the dirt. I'm hands on with it, all up in my cuticles. Some try to get off the farm or fell into harm. I get in the game of them street pharmaceuticals. But I was raised in the blue collar themes, having white collar dreams, cause I see what it means to know the meek shall inherit the earth. But don't forget, the poor are the ones who inherit the debt. You can bet I got better things to do. I was a dick who got jerked by Tom and his boys. Word. Came on my land, seized my cattle and catalog as if it wouldn't leave me less than coy. But I'm far from bitter, even further from quitting. Got a grind date to make, no time for sitting and playing Xbox. Stand up and exercise my rights as obscene through Bob Nestor's eyes. It's the grind.
Grind.
Shit, I'm sick of asking though. I mean, the street philosophy is that I'ma milk the cow and cook the meat.
The grind date.
At least I have some kind of food and drink. Because sometimes you can't come back. Like mama said, if you need 5 cents, don't ask for 3. Ask for 10. That's what's up.
Yo, fuck a rhyme artist. I ain't here for that. I was born with the boom bap. Respect the name. My hands-on experience was hands-on. My first contract taught me quick how to respect the game. Introduced to the block, got used to the block. But your neighbors be the ones to throw shit on your lawn. It's like every single time we pop, they got annoyed. But we got ahead and we got along. Putting work on them calendars, worse on them calendars. Were the hump days that broke the camel's back. The grind'll make today look great and paint a tainted picture of tomorrow's in enamel black. Meat grind, street grind, son, whatever the beast, I'ma take it at the horns to the pinky toe corns and show you why we here this long. When it comes to putting in work, once again it's on.
I'm just like everybody else, man. Average nigga with above average potential.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying that I'm a gentleman. I'm saying that I know how to act like a gentleman.
The grind day.
In order to get the things that I need. And if I gotta come out my nigga bag, I'ma do that. This ain't no accident, man. We stand here.
Yo, thank you again for tuning in. Keep your heads up, play nice, stay fresh, drink your J.U. Ice. This is Chiller wishing everybody a happy Friday night. I'm out, y'all.
People that I do business with neither, and that's the real. But I do business with people that I have sex with. So if there ain't no conflict, let's get this grind on, because I'm going to fuck the shit out of you. That's worth it.